Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Governor Mike Dunleavy discussed his proposed operating budget for fiscal year 2022 titled A Path Forward. That was on Friday afternoon. He noted that $12 billion in growth of the permanent fund this year will be utilized to help the state get through its recovery over the next few months. As part of his budgetary package, which will be sent to the state legislature, he is proposing a payout of the remaining portion of this year's PFD being done as early as March. He also proposed a full statutory PFD next year, amounting to a total of roughly $4,900 per Alaskan. Dunleavy said that he does not plan to dip into the PFD often, and in fact, his package proposes constitutional amendments to ensure the PFD is, in fact, permanent.
We're recommending three constitutional amendments as part of this package. One to protect the PFD forever, one to protect the permanent fund itself so it grows, which will grow that PFD, and a constitutional amendment that would control spending, and a constitutional amendment that would have the people of Alaska be part of the taxation of Alaska if there ever is taxes. In other words, the people of Alaska would have to approve taxes. But this is something that's got to be settled this year, and it needs to be settled, in my opinion, to the advantage of Alaskans so that they know they can be guaranteed a permanent fund dividend every year.
With regards to the Alaska Marine Highway System, Dunleavy says the issue is addressed in his proposal. The governor also expects to honor prior agreements with the university system to not gut their budget, referencing calls he received about that budget when oil prices fell earlier this year.
The question they asked is, are you going to reduce the university even more now because of the situation with the oil prices? And as I said then, as I'm saying now, we have an agreement with the university. That agreement is a three-year agreement with step down in it, and we're going to honor that agreement. So we are not asking for additional reductions at this point.
The budget includes a total reduction of $295.6 million, but no specifics are offered as to what has been cut in the proposal. More details can be found at RadioKenai.com. On the eve of the winter solstice, the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services is encouraging Alaskans to get outside and bring back the light at 5 o'clock p.m. on December 20th. The aim is to take the darkest evening of the year and shine lights across the state, socially distanced but participating with the same goal, to bring light back to the state while celebrating some bright spots in the proverbial darkness of 2020. According to a release from the department, each light will represent brighter days to come, both literally and figuratively, representing the resiliency of Alaskans. The goal is also to remember each Alaskan lost to COVID-19. Organizations, neighborhoods, and businesses across the state have been asked to participate in bringing back the light. The plan is to stand outside on Sunday, December 20th at around 5 p.m. on your porch, your patio, or your front yard, lighting a candle, turning on a flashlight, a headlamp, or a lantern. It may even be a perfect opportunity to spread warm cheer by singing holiday songs. Also, take the chance to walk around your neighborhood to enjoy the lights and reflect on the brightness that is ahead for all Alaskans while paying remembrance to the darkness of the past. That's KSRM News covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at RadioKenai.com. I'm Jason Lee.